Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I've got my co-host this hour, Angela Lang. She's the executive director of Block. And we are joined this half hour by Stephanie Bloomingdale, the president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. Thanks for sticking around, Stephanie. Really appreciate it. One thing that I hear people, again, in all kinds of different jobs, all across the income spectrum, but people who work for paychecks, who aren't just, you know, enjoying the tax breaks that a dollar created from wealth get in this country, but people who actually work for a living are concerned about is artificial intelligence, especially general artificial intelligence, and the prospect that jobs may be eliminated in coming years. It was beyond comprehension to me that numerous MAGAs that voted in the House for the first version of the budget reconciliation bill went, oh, I didn't realize that Congress was giving away its legislative authority for a decade to look into or regulate in any way, shape, or form artificial intelligence. What happened to the artificial intelligence preemption, and why does it matter so much to working people in this country?
Well, thank you. And, you know, there's so many bad things in this big, brutal bill. That it would probably take a couple of days to go through all of them, and massive giveaways to the ultra wealthy amongst us. But one of the items that came through in the House version was an all-out preemption of any states making any regulations on AI for an entire 10 years. And that would also reverse any regulations that had already been enacted. So this was really alarming to us. You know, at the AFL-CIO and Wisconsin AFL-CIO and the unions all across the country, we're very concerned about how AI is going to impact our work, how it's going to impact our economy. And we are concerned about our data. We are concerned about our security. We are concerned about how it affects our kids. And to have them and they pass this in the middle of the night, of course.
Of course.
And it for a whole 10 years that all the biggest tech companies said, whoa, 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 no states, you can't do anything. And we need that because we need it for competition. But we quickly sounded the alarm on this and talked with both Republicans and Democrats in our state legislature, because they're the ones that would be their rights are being would have been mm-hmm. taken away. And so we did get a lot of activity around that and really tried to make sure that we educated our members on this and the general public, because a lot of people are kind of confused or maybe not right there to talk about AI. They're like, oh, well, I don't know. It's that thing that, you know, it's confusing to people. And we, I believe, need to go that extra mile to break it down and to make sure that it is something that helps working people and not destroys us. So we're happy that it got taken out. We're happy it got taken out in the Senate. It got completely stripped. They tried to do a last minute thing where
they did.
Let's do it for 5 years and let's tie it to broadband because it couldn't get through the Byrd rule, the Byrd bath.
Yes.
So it couldn't make it through. So they changed it up. But finally, it is one bright spot in the bill that was taken out and removed completely.
Folks, if you don't know what the Byrd bath is, don't worry. What it is this hyper-technical thing that happens in the Senate where the Senate's parliamentarian reviews a budget reconciliation bill to ensure that what is actually in the reconciliation is budget-related, as opposed to crafting standalone brand new policy and just shoving it into what should look like and actually quack like a budget bill. Pardon my mixed metaphors here, everybody. And so the Byrd bath is when it's not a duck, it gets washed out in the Byrd bath. And that's what happened to this AI state preemption. Absolutely critical. It reminds me, Stephanie, that when we look at technological change, we should be looking at how do we help and stand shoulder to shoulder with working people as regular working families in the United States have to survive and hopefully thrive as this technology evolves more and more rapidly. Where does the AFL-CIO stand in advocating for workers in terms of retraining or even relocation as we see, again, all of these technological advancements accelerating in these next few years?
Well, we're definitely taking a look at all of these things, and education is really important on this. And this idea that we have control about where this is going. We don't have to be just bystanders and say, well, it's tech, so it's going to do what tech does. Right. Human beings create AI, and we can determine what AI is used for. And I would contend, and we would contend, that it should be used to help working people and not hurt us.
So important. And the data security for folks. Angela, you're going to have the last word this hour.
Yeah. And I just want to say thank you, Stephanie, for all the work that you're doing, because especially right now in this administration, but also since the Walker era, right? Yes. Wisconsin has been beaten down and the labor movement just keeps coming back and is incredibly strong. And I think that there's a moment where there's an opportunity to continue to do education to members and really bring people together in a way that we never really have before. So I just want to say thank you for this conversation and thank you for your work.
Thank you to Angela Lang and Stephanie Bloomingdale. And I offer to you this, folks. When you hear Republicans talk about bootstraps, ask yourself this. If you're willing to work 40 hard hours of work, maybe even 50, shouldn't you be able to live on that in dignity without fear? Because that's the social contract I signed up for, didn't you? The Maggie Dawn Show continues on the other side. News, weather, and sports are next. Don't go anywhere. We got another great guest coming up with next. It's Lindsay Owens, expert consumer advocate.